Shabbat Shalom, and welcome to this week's episode of I Only Have 5 Minutes. This is your host, Avram Elner. I'm a current rabbinical student at the Ziegler School of Rabbinic Studies, and I'm spending the academic year studying in Jerusalem. This week's Parsha, Parshat Vayishlach, contains within it the very famous story of Jacob wrestling with this unnamed figure and receiving another name, Yisrael, the one who struggles or wrestles with God. It's a very, I personally find this story fascinating because we never really find out who this figure is, and it's a pivotal moment both in Jacob's identity and in the identity of the Jewish people at large. We're called the children of Israel because we as a people we identify ourselves as the ones who wrestle with God. Now, the Zohar has an interesting take on who this unnamed figure is. The Zohar says that this is Samael, and Samael in the Kabbalistic mythology is the arch angel, you could say, of the Sitra Achra, of the other side. Perhaps in our terminology, we would call Samael the archdemon or something like that. But I think one of the important things to remember is that in the Kabbalistic mythology, everything comes from God, even the figures that we would classify as evil, per se. And there's a midrash in the Zohar that when Samael is wrestling the entire night with Jacob, the moment that he realizes that he's not going to win, Samael looks to the right of Jacob and sees Abraham. And he looks to the left and he sees Isaac. And in that moment of recognizing that Jacob's ancestors are with him, Samael knows there's no way that he's going to beat Jacob in this wrestling match. Now, what's interesting about this is earlier on in the Parsha, when Jacob is in the thick of it and realizes that he could potentially get into a very dangerous situation with his estranged brother Esau, and he prays to God, the prayer opens up with Jacob saying, Elohei Avi Avraham, Elohei Avi Yitzchak, God of my father Abraham and God of my father Isaac. And the prayer proceeds with Jacob asking for the God of his ancestors to help him. From a Kabbalistic lens, Abraham embodies the sphera of chesed, of loving kindness, and is associated with the right column on the Eitz Chaim, which is the tree of life symbol that has all of the 10 sphirot in specific positions. So Abraham is chesed and his right column, and Isaac is gevura, which is strength or judgment, and is the left column. Jacob, being the third patriarch, is the central column and embodies the sphera of tiferet, of beauty. And there's also a midrash that says that Jacob was so beautiful, he was as beautiful as Adam. What's nice about this imagery and this description is it puts Jacob right at the nexus of chesed, of loving kindness, and gevura, of strength and judgment, and that Jacob's embodiment is to live in the tension between those two columns. And more than that, that there is a beauty to this tension. There's a reason that if you look at a traditional diagram of the Sfirot in the Eitz Chaim format, you have Chesed and Gevura, and they connect to Tiferet, to beauty. And this is Jacob's strength. This is what makes Jacob beautiful, is that Jacob is caught in the middle. Jacob embodies both columns, and there is strength and there is beauty in navigating between loving kindness, chesed, and in navigating strength and judgment in Gevurah. And it's Jacob's ability to embody both aspects of this spectrum, to exist in the space that can be the most difficult and the most challenging, that he is able to prevail over Samael, that he is able to be blessed by the Sitra Achra, by the other side. And I believe that's the reason why we call ourselves the children of Israel, because our path is to exist in the middle and to navigate what it means to be sometimes in the right column, sometimes in the left column, and to be in that muddy gray area. And more than just exist in that gray area, but to see the beauty in it, to be able to recognize that that space contains so much potential to be. And our task is to not only discover that beauty, but to create that beauty for others. So my bracha, my blessing for everyone this week is, may we all embrace that tension of being caught in the middle. May we all find the beauty in what it means to struggle and wrestle. And may we all be blessed by existing in that space. Thank you, and Shabbat Shalom.